Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise God, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of The Miracle Man here on Monday, June the 27th of 2022. And I am your host, The Miracle Man, coming to you from live here in Midland, Michigan, where I live. And I have to say, it's great to be with you. But another thing I want to mention real quick before I get into, you know, what I want to get to tonight is, hey, I can't believe how quickly this year has flown. We're basically halfway through the year, essentially. Basically, as of like June 30th, we will have essentially been through half the year. I like to say, you know, around July 1st should be like half New Year's Day. It would actually have to be more like July 2nd, I think, maybe, because June 25th is half Christmas. And there's only 31 days to this month, there's only 30 days to this month, to June, not 31 like December. So, so that would make me wonder, would New Year's Eve only be half a day then in that case, or I don't know, but so good to be with you. And man, I have to tell you, if you are pro-life, you should be so proud of what that Supreme Court did. I am very proud of what was said on Friday. Never again will there be murder. What I mean by that, let me rephrase that. Never again. I pray that never again would murder of innocent babies be on demand. Be available just on demand like what it had been for almost 50 years. And the end of Roe Wade was a result of, I believe, so many prayers. And President who promised, he said his plan was to appoint pro-life justices. He appointed three of them. Not one, not two, three. It turned out to be enough, as it was overruled. Roe v. Wade was overruled 5-4. And then, you see, it's part of that pushback against, you know, the far left, against Marxism, against, you know, the certain plans that had been planned, you know, like this whole new world order thing, which is a disaster. And then today, boom, Supreme Court strikes again. This time saying that there was a teacher in a southern state that was fired. Why? Because he and a team prayed on the 50-yard line of a football game. You know, before a football game. And the team gathered for prayer. Coach was fired. Now, in a 6-3 decision, righteousness won. And So to the Supreme Court, I say, you know, good job. Good job. And people on the left, you know, they're throwing their fits and what have you. But, you know, God's on our side. And I thank God that there's still decency left. And we're just seeing that pushback take place. And and this confirms what has happened in the last few days with the Second Amendment, them ruling in favor of the Second Amendment in the case of New York State, where they rule that people do in New York State legally have the right to concealed carry, another 6-3 decision on Thursday. And then Friday was the whole Roe Wade thing. And then today with the whole thing of, you know, for, they ruled for prayer, you know, on the football field. I want to see him rule for prayer in school. That's what I want to see. Has God's not done with our country. And I thank God for this. And so that's for this week. Past weekend, I went to Cedar Point, America's Rock and Roller Coast, and I went on all the biggest ones that were available. Of course, the Dragster I could not go on. Closed for the season. Talk on it. And then also, Wicked Twister. Gone. Some people are speculating that that'll be a that where Wicked Twister was will become a restaurant. I sure hope not. I sure hope not. I don't want it to be a restaurant. I want it to be another roller coaster. A nice big jamming one, because I like me some big roller coasters. That's why I go to Cedar Point. It's for the roller coasters that I go there. And it's a thriller to be the course. Brittany, who is here, she's saying that she's now kind of, you know, afraid to get on them. I would love to create a medicine for people like that. It's called, my ideal name for it, I thought of that this years ago, Ridewells. It makes it so they actually want to go on the rides, for one thing. And two, if you're prone to, you know, your stomach maybe not being so well when you get off the rides, not no more. Not when you take Ridewells. That's actually a good idea, isn't it, Ridewells? And my idea, of course not. You'd be able to go to your local Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or at the at the Carnival Midway, or at the you know, if it's at Cedar Point, you just go to the front office and they'd have some for you. Yeah, you'd be able to take some ride walls for first, and then you'd be good. You just take like one of them, maybe two of them, and you're good for the day, and you'll actually. And if you don't like going on the rides, it'll be for another reason, like maybe heights or whatever. But it won't be your belly. It won't be your belly. Oh man, I would love to, because when I hear these people that are like, yeah, I would really enjoy going on the rides. I know one person who said their favorite place at the fairgrounds was to ride. Their favorite place at the fairgrounds was to be watching people on the rides. And this person had informed me that at the age of like 10, that they had, you know, gotten sick on the rides. And then ever since then, they had not been on any rides. I knew about this when I was in high school. And at the time, she was my paraprofessional at school at the time, and throughout those couple of years, I came up with her the idea of these ride wells. And they had been in the back of my head for years since, but I had never really mentioned them once, but I honestly think they're a great idea. And and so you'd be able to just, my idea is you just, you know, take one like 20 minutes before you're going to start going on the rides, and then you'll be golden. My one warning would be is if you had problems in the past, just don't eat any closer to 20 minutes before you go on the next ride. But of course, if you're good with it, eat on. One time they had a carnival at the Midland Mall back about 10 years ago. We had a great carnival midway at the mall. I mean, this company didn't bring all their rides, because they would later be at our fair that summer, but they brought like some of their best, most of their best ones, including of course the zipper. And so, they were there for two weekends. First weekend they were there. It was nice out, and I was with a couple people that I knew, and they asked me, you know, you want to go to the carnival today? And I'm like, yeah, I'm down. So what I did was we go in there, and I go to eat some McDonald's, because at the time they had a McDonald's in the mall. And so I go in there to eat, you know, these people to eat some McDonald's. And I set a goal of, like, try to make it less than 10 minutes between eating your food and going on the zipper. I wanted to make it 5 minutes, but I wasn't sure how possible that would be between having to get the tickets and stuff. And so go out there, go get the wristband. What do you think the first thing was I went on? The zipper. Me and my friend both. It was still all good. No one was ashamed of me for eating that McDonald's stuff like 10 minutes or less before I went on the ride. What, have you done it in 10 minutes or less, or no? You don't think you would have done that, Brittany? Does Sutton tell you that I chose the zipper on purpose? Because the Himalaya is, yeah, tough, but not like that. Fireball, same thing. Tough, but not like that. Freak out, you could likely get away with it. You feel like the one you'd least likely be able to get away with, that would be the zipper. What? Himalaya, not so bad. But it was all good. I was 23 at the time, and sometimes when you're 23, you do daring stuff. You know, you might or might not, depends on who you are. And it was, sadly, it was the last time ever that it was the last year ever that we would have both a McDonald's and a Carnival at the same mall at the same time. My ultimate wish, though, would have been that it would have been parked right in front of the food court. Wouldn't that have made it cooler if it was right in front of the food court in a way? Why do you think they wouldn't let it be right by the food court? Because it would take up the parking? Because that'd be so cool to walk right out from the food court into that parking lot, and then you hear all that music. You hear the freak out. You hear the Himalaya. You hear all that. That would have been. Of course, if that was the case, I think I would have went to the ticket booth to get the wristband first, and then went inside. Because then you get out there and you can go from food to zipper in 3 minutes. You bet I would have done that? at Cedar Point, I would love to do that on like the dragster or something, but there's a problem. There's a problem. Because of the way Cedar Point is built, it is almost guaranteed that you will walk at least 5 minutes to get to the roller coaster. And that's even if you got one of those things like I get, like so that they can tell you the time to come back. You go up to the exit and then get on the ride, you know? But, like, you know what I think would be cool if Cedar Point had? Like little shuttles inside of there. They were like these little buses. But it'd be cooler, because then you'd get even more in and you'd get to them faster. That's my idea. You can get to them. Yeah, it could pick you up right there at that restaurant, and then drop you off, drop us off right at the exit to say the Millennium Force or whatever, and then on it. You know, 5, 6, 7 minutes after you ate the last French fry or whatever you got. That'd be my idea, because if you're daring enough. Best rides of the day, I would say Millennium, Maverick, Steel Vengeance. Let's see here, Magnum, and. There was another one that was super good. Oh, Gemini, Raptor, Gatekeeper in my mind is overrated. Oh, Bell Rabbit. That was another one that was in the top five. Raptor was just outside of it. As was Ruggero. As with Gemini and another one. But all in all, great time had by all. As always, basically always when I go, it's always a good time, great place to be. And for those of you that might say, Disney, happiest place on earth. Not right now, it's not. So also last night, my dad did speak in front of my church and talked about to India. And I will be having him on here very soon to talk about that. And I'm excited about that. I really am. I truly, honestly am. All right. Couple of quick health things. Just need to find that thing. Thank you. But see what I gotta do to get this back on. I'm just thinking of how I fix this. Well, we got that fixed, but as I was saying, we got a couple quick house things, you know, that I want to remind you of. You know, first of all, that next week I'm going to be down there in Kentucky with my brother. One of the days we're going to go to Tennessee, likely, possibly. I'll say possibly. We'll possibly go to Tennessee. That being said, though, plan on either one or two shows next week, but there won't be three. I can tell you that. On the one closest to the fourth, basically what I'll do is I'll talk about, you know, I'll sing a few America songs and I'll talk about, you know, what's made America so great. Talk about Declaration of Independence. And it just be like, you know, about like how America was meant to be in there. And don't worry, I promise I won't make any political opinions. Because it's about the 4th of July in America. So no. So if you're thinking I'm going to come on here and just talk politics for an hour and a half that night, I'm not. Now, I could. I have things to say, but I'm not going to on that night. So I won't. That'll be a great night, whether it's on the 4th, 5th, or 6th. All right. I do want to remind you real quickly about the book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life, how great God has been, how God's always been there for us throughout all the different battles I've faced. And I've had part of why I'm called the Miracle Man on the show, why me and Preacher Man, we started this, named it the Miracle Man, was because, I believe in miracles. Two, I've had so many of them in my life. I've had so many of them in my life. Many. And even how I have the favor of God on me. And so go online to their website, riversofmiracles.com. That is rivers with an I, R-I-V-E-R-S of miracles.com, to find out information about the book and how you can get that book in your hands, how it can be a blessing to you. I want it to be a blessing to you. And you'll be able to go on that website, find out how you can get your hand on it. Because I want you to read it, and then I would love you to share it with someone else. I really would love you to. Amen. The other thing I want to remind you about real quick is the PayPal. If this show has been a blessing into your life, you will be able to go online to paypal.com in order to sow a seed into the Miracle Man program. And know this, when you sow into the Miracle Man program, you're sowing into good ground. Because this is not bad ground here. This is very good ground. And it's not something I have to guess about. I wish. I hope. Nope. This is very good ground. When you sow into this program, you are sowing into very good ground. And it's honestly nothing that you need to worry about. And so, you go online to paypal.com. In the search bar, type in Rivers Shukla, which is my name. RYVERS, and the last name is Shukla, SHUKLA. Keep in mind, there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. Also, keep in mind that the first R in Rivers and then the S in Shukla, both of those are capitalized. Other thing I want you to keep in mind, you know, and you can choose the amount you want to give. You know, you go down the amount you want to give, and then go from there. And know this, when you sow your seed, I pray over that seed when I get notified about it. And the verse I want to give to you tonight is, well, it says, "Therefore my God is able to make all things abound toward thee through every good work." Not one good work, not two good works, not three good works. All good works. Amen, amen, amen. And now I'm going to get into a couple of songs. And then I want to get into the word of the Lord tonight. Some may say it's finished, but it was finished on the cross. Some may say it's over, but it was finished at my cross. Some may say it's broken, but the healer's in the room. But I know there's a miracle in the works. I believe I can feel it. There's revival in the church. I believe it. Some may say it's over, but it was finished on the cross. Some may say, you must have never met my God. Some may say it's broken, but the healer's in the room. Some may say, but I know there's a miracle in the works. Oh, no, I believe it. There's revival in the church. I believe it. There's a miracle in the works. I can feel it. There's revival in the church. I'm feeling the dry bones started shaking. When the dry bones started shaking, let the church arise again. When the dry bones started shaking, then the Holy Spirit started moving, and it ran back again. There's a miracle in the works. I believe it. There's revival in the church. I believe it. There's a miracle in the works. I believe it. There's revival in the church. I believe it. There's a miracle in the works. I can feel it. There's revival in the church. I believe it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I've ever done. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I've ever done. In his arms, in his arms, I feel protected. In his arms, I feel secure. In his arms, I feel protected, and there's no place I'd rather be. In his arms again. In his arms, I feel protected. In his arms, I feel secure. his arms. I feel protected, and there's no place I'd rather be. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I've ever done. Giving my life to Jesus. Giving my life to Jesus. Giving my life to Jesus is the best thing I've ever done. Giving my life to Jesus. Giving my life to Jesus. Giving my life to Jesus is the best thing I've ever done. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I've ever done. In his arms, in your arms, Lord. In your arms, I feel protected. Yes, I do, Jesus. In your arms, I feel secure. In your arms, I feel protected, and there's no place I'd rather be. Thank you, Lord. In his arms, I feel protected. In his arms, I feel secure. In his arms, I feel protected, and there's no place I'd rather be. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I've ever done. Falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I've ever done. Falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I've ever done. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. The Lord bless you and keep you, make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. The Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you. Be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. May his face amen. 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 Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you. Be gracious to you. Lord, turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. 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 Favor be upon you and a thousand generations, and your family, and your children, and their children, and their children. May his presence go before you and behind you and beside you, all around you, and within you. He is with you. He is with you in the morning, in the evening, in your coming, in your going, in your weeping and rejoicing. He is for you. 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 Yeah. Amen. 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 May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations, your family, your children. He is for you. Mm-hmm. Their children, their children. May his presence go before you and behind you and beside you and around you and within you. He is with you. He is with you in the morning, in the evening, in your coming and your going. You're weeping and rejoicing. He is for you. 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 Yeah. Amen. 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 Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in us right now. Thank you that your hand is on our life. It's great to be a Christian. It's great to know that you're on our side. You're fighting for us. With you, we have no reason to be afraid. With you, in you, we have no fear. We can run and not go weary, walk and not faint. Thank you for every listener that is tuned in tonight. Thank you, Master, that they are ready to receive from you tonight, whatever it is that you want them to receive from you tonight. I pray that they would be just prepared, ready, and that they would lay aside all distraction and be ready for what you have for them tonight. Because I know that each listener has a unique need that they're believing for you to meet tonight. And I thank you that you will meet these needs that I represented tonight. That those who are sick would be healed. Those that are in fear would no longer be in fear. Those that are bound by things, by drugs and the like, would be free. And I thank you, Master, for your work being done in us tonight. And I thank you for this time in your word tonight that it would go forth with some boldness and simplicity, and that these people would have be ready to listen. They would have ears to hear and minds ready to understand your word tonight. And I thank you that you're using me to deliver this word to these people. I make my confession over this program. I thank you that finances come into this program, sponsors come into this program right now. I thank you that increases in listenership, huge increases in listenership, come into this program. Most importantly, Jesus, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this great program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen and amen. Turn with me, please, if you would, to the book of 1 Peter, chapter 1. Hallelujah. 1 Peter, chapter 1. Thank you, Jesus. And I want to encourage you, be a part. Don't just sit at home and watch and wonder, you know, what are we doing? is right now we're opening up the scriptures, the Holy Scriptures. Amen. So 1 Peter 1, I'm going to begin with verse 3. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, that is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. Those have come so that your faith was greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him, and you are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Concerning this salvation, the prophets who spoke of the grace that was to come to you searched intently with the greatest care, trying to find out the time and circumstances by which the Spirit of Christ in them was pointing when he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow. It was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves, but you, when they spoke of the things that have now been told you by these who have preached gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. Even angels long to look into these things. Therefore, prepare your minds for action. Be self-controlled. Set your hope fully on the grace to be given you when Jesus Christ is revealed. Obedient children, as obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires that you had when you lived in ignorance. But just as he who called you is holy, so Be holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy because I am holy. Since you call on a Father who judges each man's work impartially, live your lives as strangers here in reverence. Here in reverence here. For you know that it was not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for your sake. Through him, you believe in God, who raised him from the dead and glorified him, and so your faith and hope are in God. Now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for your brothers, love one another deeply from the heart. For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable seed, through the living and enduring word of God. By all men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord stands forever. And this is the word that was preached to you. Therefore, rid yourselves of all malice. Chapter 2. Therefore, rid yourselves of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation. Now that you have tasted that the Lord is good, as you come to it, the living stone, rejected by men, but chosen by God, and precious to him. You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For in Scripture, it says, see, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone. And the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame. Now to you who live, precious. But to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the capstone, and a stone that causes men to stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Dear friends, I urge you as aliens and strangers in the world to abstain from sinful desires, which war against your soul. Live such good lives among the pagans that, though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day that he visits us. Submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every authority instituted among men. By the King, as the supreme authority, or the governors who are sent by him to punish those who do wrong and to commend those who do right. For it is God's will that by doing good, you should silence the ignorant talk of foolish men. Live as free men, but do not use your freedom as a cover up for evil. Live as servants of God. Show proper respect to everyone. Love the brotherhood of believers. Fear God. Honor the king. Slaves, submit yourselves to your masters with all respect, not only by those who are good and considerate, but also to those who are harsh. For it is commendable if a man bears up under the pain of unjust suffering because he is conscious of God. But how is it to your credit if you receive a beating for doing wrong and endure it? But if you suffer for doing good and you endure it, this is commendable before God. By this you were called, because God suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. He himself, surely he bore our transgressions in his body on the tree, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. And by his stripes, you were healed. For you were like sheep that were going astray. But now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. So what you see here is, so I was thinking, you know, when I was reading this even, you know, what is, like, you know, what is Jesus to us? Like, what are some things that Jesus is to us? And here's some things I think of that he is. Our Savior. It says, you know, Matthew there, it says, you know, Matthew, it says, you shall have a son, you ought to give his name Jesus, and he shall save his people from their sins. So he's a Savior. Another thing he is to us, a deliverer. He doesn't want us to be bound. He wants us to be free from things, not bound. The Bible is very clear on this. He's a deliverer. Whatever it is that you're bound by, he wants to deliver you from it. Because, in all honesty, he does not want you bound. He doesn't want you bound by sin either. He wants to deliver you from it. He wants to deliver you from whatever it is that you do. He wants to deliver you from unreasonable men even. He's a living hope. He's our living hope. First thing we read about tonight, where it talks about that he is our living hope. What's another thing? Burden bearer. Jesus said, come unto me, all of you who labor and are heavy laden. And Jesus said, and I will give you rest. He said, you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That's what he told us. Yoke, easy. Burden, light. It's not heavy, it's light. And I trust in him. And I continue to trust in him as I go throughout my life, as I go throughout my walk with God. And I continue, you know, just keeping my hope in him, keeping my trust in him, knowing that he's going to come through for me. No, just, just believing, knowing that I'm going to receive what he has for me. Yeah. That's why I just, you know, walk by faith. You know, just keep on believing. Because I just know that I'm going to receive what it is that he wants me to receive from him. It's another thing. My healer. One of the last things we read about tonight. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. He paid the price for all that, for that on the cross. What's iniquity? Sin that you committed. He was bruised for our, wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. And by his stripes, you were healed in your body. Every sickness that you can name, every disease that you can name, he bought and paid for your healing of that thing on the cross. So what's wrong with saying, cancer, die. Jesus, live in my body. Pneumonia, die. Jesus, live on the inside of me. I command, or this, I command pain to go and health to flow. Oh, there's nothing wrong with that at all. Nothing wrong with it. Practice what God wants you to do. When you have the stuff in your body, he wants you to be healed. And he wants you to have a sound mind. When it's sound, that doesn't mean it's wishy-washy. When it's sound, that doesn't mean you forgot everything. Because he wants you to remember things. Not, he doesn't want you to be all forgetful and anything like that. He wants you healed. It's not something I guess, it's something I know. And I just know he's a healing Jesus. And it's his will to heal your life today. And if you're believing God for healing in your body, you should expect a miracle. You should expect the miracle. Don't be sitting there going like, will he do it or won't he? Will I ever receive what I'm believing for or won't I from him? No, you should be expecting miracles from God in your body if you're needing healing. You should expect it. Now, Heavenly Father, I thank you that you are moving on our behalf. You are the miracle worker. Thank you that for what we read tonight. I thank you that we would be healed in our bodies, that pain would go, that disease would go, that all of our measurements should be normal, that everything in our blood would be normal, that anything that's high would come down, anything that's low would come up, and that it would be right where you want it to be. And I thank you, Lord, for your healing power on our bodies and for those things that we talked about tonight that you are to us. You're our Savior. You're our living hope. the burden that you are our burden bearer, and you are our soon coming King, and you are our healer and our deliverer. And I thank you, Lord God, that you are all of those things to us. And thank you, Lord, for that. In your matchless name, I pray. Amen. And until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will see you all tomorrow night.